The formation of milk in animals' bodies is described thus in one verse of the Quran. There is instruction for you in cattle. From the contents of their bellies, from between the dung and blood, we give you pure milk to drink, easy for drinkers to swallow. In order to better comprehend this verse, it will be useful to briefly summarize digestive and circulatory systems of animals. The food animals eat is digested in the digestive system by being subjected to a number of stages. The digested substances enter the bloodstream through the intestinal wall. The complex chemical substances that enter the bloodstream from the digestive system are distributed to the relevant organs in the body by means of the circulatory system. Some of this mixture is distributed to the muscles and other bodily tissues, and some reaches the milk glands to be turned into milk. Like the other bodily tissues, the milk glands are nourished by nutriments brought to them by the blood. The blood, therefore, plays a most important role in the collection and transfer of nutriments. Milk is secreted by the milk glands in the wake of all these stages, and thus perfectly clean, snow-white and nourishing milk is produced from the blood and semi-digested foodstuffs that human beings cannot consume directly. Human beings are neither able to directly consume the semi-digested foodstuffs in an animal's stomach, nor the animal's blood itself. Moreover, if they do consume either one of these, or a combination of both, it can result in serious food poisoning, or even death. Yet thanks to the exceedingly complex biological systems he has created, God bestows on us a health-giving, clean, and nutritious drink from these fluids. The formation of milk is a great miracle on its own. Yet the fact that such detailed information concerning it is provided in the Quran is by itself yet another miracle. The description of the biological formation of milk in this verse is in considerable agreement with the facts revealed by modern-day science. It is quite clear that such information, requiring detailed knowledge of mammals' digestive systems, could not have been known at the time when the Quran was revealed. This information is one of the proofs of the omniscience of Almighty God.